Armed Forces Radio rebroadcasts The Kate Smith Hour.
Hello, servicemen and women. This is Ted Collins signing on another Kate Smith show. Another visit from America's Songbird with you soldiers, sailors, and Marines and Coast Guardsmen of the United Nations as our special guests. And now, your hostess, Kate Smith.
Hello, everybody. How many hearts have you broken with those great big beautiful eyes? Those great big beautiful eyes that tell such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe you mean it, but baby, kiss me again. How many hearts have you stranded on that dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. To how many hearts you've broken with those great big beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe you mean it, but baby, kiss me again. Oh, how many hearts have you stranded on that dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just resist you, even though I'm wise. To how many hearts you've broken with those great big beautiful eyes.
Hi, Mr. Collins.
I'm all right, Harry Savoy. How are you?
I'm feeling fine.
Good to see you tonight.
Yeah?
Say, did you hear Orson Welles raving?
Orson Welles raving?
Yeah.
What's he mad about?
He's not mad.
He's not mad?
No.
Then why is he raving? After all, he had told him, if at first you don't succeed, stop. No use acting silly, you know.
Look, please be careful what you say when Orson is around. Anything you say will be held against you.
Anything I say will be held against me?
Right.
Betty Grable. Hold that against me. Now I'm raving. I'm not afraid of Orson Welles, you know. I'm not afraid. I'm strong. You see this bar?
Yeah.
Watch me bend it. There.
Gee, what kind of a bar is that?
A Hershey bar.
Can you bend one with nuts?
What flavor?
Yeah. Look, don't get excited about Mr. Welles. The raven I'm referring to is a poem.
Oh, a poem. I write poems. I wrote a poem about your football team, a horse, and a cornet.
Yeah? You wrote a poem about my football team, a horse, and a cornet.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, here it is. A pig ran across the field just as the Boston Yanks began to lag. As the pigskin sailed through the air, the pig cried, "There goes my old bag." You like that, Mr. Collins?
No, I don't like it. But
no?
Yeah, all right. For the sake of argument, I'll say it's marvelous. What about the horse and the cornet?
Oh, I'm not finished yet, you know. Here's the rest of it. Paul Revere was a Boston Yank, and as on his horse he did get, his horse ate corn all day long until he had all the cornet. Excelsior.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's silly, but it's a living, you know.
I know.
Yeah, I also know one about a wheelbarrow.
How does it go?
It doesn't go. You have to push it, you know. Honest, you grab the handle. See, you grab the handle. What's that? It's gonna bust! It's gonna bust! Do you hear me? It's gonna bust! What's gonna bust?
My bubble gum.
Funny, you know?
Yeah, that's very funny.
Yeah, my girl reminds me of chewing gum.
Yeah?
Yeah. When she walks, she's wriggly all over here. Oh, what a busybody. You know... She chews gum. That's how I got stuck on her. But anyhow, you know... She wears her hair. She wears her hair in the middle. It looks like the front resembles a... At night, she hangs it up, you know. When I first met her, I used to call her Snow White. Now when I look at her, Snow Use, you know. Girls are so inventory.
Look, Harry, women are an improvement on men.
Yeah, women are an improvement on men. That's why men go around nice looking for improvements, you know. Really, my girl's so nervous. She shivers, she quakes, she shakes, and she shivers.
Look, why don't you bring her over to a service station? They'll tighten her up.
No, you don't understand. She's nervous. She went to a doctor. The doctor said to her, "said you'll have to pull yourself together." So she put on a girdle. She's in a tight spot. You know, no, the girdle was, she pulled the, she could hardly, it split. Yeah, it was holiday for spring. Honest, Mr. Collins, she says I make her head spin. Spin?
Yeah.
I don't pronounce my vowels.
No. Dad's addiction's good.
Yeah, she said I make her head spin.
Yeah.
She got a head like a top.
Yeah.
I think she's stringing me.
It's stuck into the icebox! It's stuck into the icebox, I tell you! It's stuck into the icebox!
Whose tongue is in the icebox?
The butcher's.
Butcher's. My butcher! My butcher has a tongue, you know, Mr. Collins. My butcher has a tongue.
You could use
it. Yeah, but
it.
His wife does all the talking.
Yeah.
Once he sneaked out of the house, he was away for 3 weeks. He rushed right home. Yeah, he was afraid his wife might notice the gap in the conversation. He goes... But... Please, Mr. Collins, control yourself. He bought her a present. That reminds me, Mr. Collins, would you help me decide on a present for my girl?
Why, certainly, Harry. I'll be very glad to.
Well, if you were my girl... What would you like to have around your neck?
Alan Ladd.
Oh, you infumigate me. Now, look. My girl's wild about me, you know. She gives me the craziest kisses. Yeah, her lips are cracked. But yeah. She's also crazy about the beach. Yeah? She's a regular beach nut. But you know,
you had Wrigley's before and beach nut now.
Well, I can't help it because, see, I'm nervous. I proposed to her in the garage.
Yeah.
I couldn't back out. When I proposed, I was on my knees. Boy, if she hit me again, I'd been flat on my back. So long, guys.
Good night, Harry.
With us tonight are five young people we think are going a long way. Listen to Four Chicks and Chuck and Dance with a Dolly.
I got a dolly with a hole in her stocking. As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet,
mighty fair to see.
Then I asked her, would she like to have a talk?
Go ask her if she'd like to make with a talk.
All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me.
Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight. Won't you let me dress up tonight? I've a secret, gotta fess up tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking, while our knees keep a knocking, our toes keep a rock, rock, rock. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking, dance by the light of the moon, by the light of the moon. We would sit there every night and
got a dolly.
She's got the cutest dolly.
She's got a hole in her stocking.
Re-bop, boo-bit. Doo-bit, doo-bit. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight. Won't you let me dress up tonight? I've a secret, gonna dress up tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking. Knees keep a knocking, toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking.
dance by the light of the moon.
Our next guest is a young lady who has won for herself accolades not only as a great dramatic actress, but also as a fine comedienne. It's my sincere pleasure to welcome to the Kate Smith Hour, Miss Shirley Booth. Tonight, Shirley creates for us the character of a Brooklyn girl, Dottie Mahoney, who may well become one of radio's comedy delights. And here is Shirley Booth as Dottie Mahoney to bring us the diary of Dottie Mahoney.
Thank you, Miss Smith. Gee, I can't believe I'm actually appearing on a radio program. Gee, this is the biggest thrill I had since my Uncle Joe named his tugboat after me. Honest, I'm so excited I can hardly talk.
Now, listen, take it easy, Dottie. Just relax and everything will be all right.
Here I am in front of a microphone. My voice is being heard by millions of people. Gee, Miss Smith, it's frightening.
The thought of millions of people?
No, my verse. Miss Smith, I'm sure grateful to you for inviting me on your program.
The pleasure is ours, Dottie. The minute I heard that you were about to publish your diary, I said to myself, now, there is something that our listeners would be interested in.
Well, thank you very much. It's a true story to life, full of drama, pathos, human interest, and blots. You see, my fountain pen leaks.
Well, I'm sure it's a wonderful document, Dottie. Now, will you let us hear a few excerpts from it?
Why, gladly, Miss Smith.
Go right ahead.
I'll start at random.
Right.
You know, from the beginning. The diary of Dottie Mahoney. 1741 Gowanus Avenue. 1741 Gowanus Avenue. 1741. Now, the diary begins on May 16th. Dear diary, today I'm 27 years old. Papa says he knows a lot of girls at 27 who are already married, but Mama says, how come Papa knows so many girls who are 27? Personally, I'm not interested in getting married, unless, of course, I happen to meet a man who measures up to my ideals. He must be tall, handsome, well-educated, and interested in getting married. In the evening, we had a little birthday party. Aunt Catherine and Uncle Joe came over, and Aunt Catherine wanted to know why I didn't invite some boys up for the party. I told her I sent invitations to all the boys I know, but he called up and said he'd rather play pool. I'll skip June, Miss Smith, because nothing happened. July. Yesterday was a big day in my life on account of it was July 4th, the day of the annual picnic of the Anthony Vincent Gehagan Post of the American Legion, of which Papa is some kind of a member. The picnic was at Bear Mountain. All the other girls brought sandwiches and fruit, but I brought along a chocolate cake that Mama made. Mama says chocolate cakes are best for picnics because they don't show dirt. Somehow, all of a sudden, everybody disappeared into the scenery, and I was left all by myself with nothing to do but punch holes in Dixie cups. Suddenly, I looked up, and there in front of me, as big as life, was the handsomest marine I ever saw, and all alone, too. Well, I said to myself, here's a rolling stone. I think I'll help him gather some more. I started to rack my brains, you know, for some way to get him to start a conversation with me when, quick as a flash, an idea occurred to me. I picked up a hard-boiled egg out of my lunchbox and I said to him, excuse me, but did you happen to drop this?
Why, no, I didn't, miss.
Oh, then you may keep it for your honesty.
Thanks.
Have a sandwich?
No, thanks.
You know, you really shouldn't be standing here talking to me. If Herbert sees us, he'll be furious.
Who's Herbert?
Oh, he's the fellow that I come to the picnic with. He's awful jealous of me.
Why?
Oh, you Marine. See, the minute you land somewhere, you always try to establish a beachfront. Would you, care for a sandwich?
No, thanks.
You care for some mustard? Oh. If you don't care for a sandwich, you probably don't care for some mustard, too. Is your wife here with you?
What wife?
What about your girlfriend? Where's she?
I haven't got a girlfriend.
Have a sandwich, won't you?
No, thanks.
What's that medal on your chest?
I got that for sharpshooting.
Oh, really? How many sharps have you shot?
I've got to be going now.
Oh, but before you go...
Yes?
Wouldn't you care for a sandwich?
No, thanks.
You know, it's a funny thing. Most girls are crazy about sailors, but I'm not. Sailors leave me cold.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, more sailors have left me cold than soldiers.
Well, I guess I'd better be going now.
You haven't finished your sandwich.
I haven't started it.
Oh, I guess that's why you haven't finished it.
Well, goodbye, miss.
Goodbye. But, wait a minute. Before you go, do you like famous men?
Do I like what?
Famous men. My favorite famous man is Alexander Graham Bell. You know, he invented the telephone.
I know.
Telephone's a wonderful thing. You know, just think, you can go into a telephone booth anywhere in the city and drop a nickel in the slot and dial Gowanus 2-2836. Who do you think will answer?
Who?
Me.
Well, now I really must be going.
No sandwich?
No sandwich.
Well?
Well?
Certainly has been nice.
Certainly has. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. That was almost 6 months ago, Miss Smith. And you know what?
What?
I still sleep with that sandwich under my pillow.
Thanks very much, Shirley Booth. We'll expect you back again next week to tell us some more about the diary. Now here they are, the ink spots singing, "Someday I'll Meet You Again."
Someday I'll meet you again. Tell me where, tell me when. Someday I'll meet you again. And I'm yours until then. Each night I'll wish on a star that you stay. But my heart wonders when we'll meet again.
Someday I'm gonna meet you again, honey. Tell me where, and if you know, please tell me where, because someday I know I'm bound to meet you again. And you can bet your bottom dollar I'll be yours right on up until then.
I'll wish on a star that you stay. My heart, But my heart wonders where.
His hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name. I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the
No meat on my bones and no sign of a pot. I looks in the mirror and I thinks I'm hot. I've been to the dentist and had my molars glistened. Oh, boys, but my gal won't listen.
Your feet's too big.
Talk to me, boy.
Your feet's too big.
Home cooking.
Your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big.
Talk to me, Bernie, now.
Now, I like you, honey.
You do?
You sure is nice. You got just what it takes to paradise.
Oh, dear.
I like your face.
You do?
Crazy about your rig. But I'm sorry, honey. Your darn feet's too big.
Your feet's too big.
In the groove.
Your feet's too big.
Talk to me, boy.
Your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big.
Talk to me, butterball.
Now, I went to my girl's house,
uh-huh.
Look at my best.
Yeah.
Everything fitting, including my white vest. I ask her standing and I ask her sitting.
What did she say?
This is the answer I keep on getting.
The feet's too big.
The
feet's too big. The feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big.
Let me hear your brother Jonesy.
Now, up there in Harlem at a table for two, they said, four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankles up, boy, your show is sweet. But from your ankles down, you's got too much feet.
Feet's too big. Not funny, Mickey.
What's the feet's too big?
In the groove.
Feet's too big.
I hate you cause your feet's too big. Talk to me, boy, in the groove.
Shwa, shwa, bo, shwa, shwa, bo. Shwa, shwa, bo, shwa, shwa, bo. Shwa, shwa, bo, shwa, shwa, bo. Shwa, 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 bo.
Cushfoot,
oh, Bob
and
Doodle, sing it, boy. Cushfoot, hey, Bob and Doodle,
pedal on
Swarmatist. Cushfoot,
in the groove.
Cushfoot, Bladderfoot, Slewfoot, Flatfoot.
And now one more first on the Kate Smith program. And the title of this one, What Are You Doing the Rest of My Life?
What are you doing the rest of your life? Have you any if you hadn't anything said, that maybe we'd get together. I've got nobody, nobody's got me. My heart, fancy free, so if you're not busy the rest of your life, then I'll keep you company. What are you doing the rest of your life? Have you any plans? Hey, I thought if you hadn't anything said, that maybe we'd get to. I've got nobody, nobody's got me. My heart, fancy free. So, if you're not busy the rest of your life, then I will keep you company.
Ted Collins speaking. The Kate Smith Hour is a rebroadcast presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.